What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. She all down like the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing, huh? What are y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. My gosh, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise, baby. And why is it that I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise? First reason is because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. Oh my gosh, y'all, he is rewarded to those that diligently seek him. Yes. And the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, is, you know, because y'all out there listening to me, man, and this is Just a Touch of J. Y'all know I'm putting out there in pieces for you, right? And there's a third thing that I have to tell y'all too, right? Y'all already know what this is about. You know, look, I gotta give a shout to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Say it with me on three. You ready? One, two, three. Hi, haters, 'cause y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Oh my gosh. And if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience, you like, hold on, who is this girl named Jay? Why is she giving a shout out to haters? Let me explain to you. Haters acknowledgement backwards, okay? It really is. Just think about it. People don't really hate you. They just don't know how to acknowledge you, baby. And it's Just a Touch of J. Let me put this out there in pieces for you, right? So what happens is, let me give you an example. This example I usually always give, but you know, I throw it out there for you too again. All right, look. So what happens is when you're shining bright, 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 bright like a diamond and doing what it is that God tells you to do, okay? You know, God, you know, he has to keep his promise. And his promise in Psalms 23 in the Bible is that, you know, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to run over. Okay? So what happens is, right, when God's preparing this table for you, okay, that's how thorough and wise you are. That he's like, look, I'm going to prepare a table for you. Okay? So he comes out there, he doing all that stuff for you. You know what I mean? In the presence of your enemy. All these people, you know, the naysayers, the disbelievers, the people who's hating on you and all that type of stuff, right? You know, the nosy people, the, you know, they want to come over and they look at it and all that type of stuff. That's what starts happening. They start coming over and they actually really start looking like, what's going on over here? Is that my boy over there shouting on them? That my girl over there shouting on them? You know, but they really hate it, baby. So they looking, they trying to figure out what's going on. And God, you know, he's preparing his table. You know, he's anointing your head with all your cups overflowing. All these blessings and stuff are happening in the presence of all these people. Okay? And when it happens, right, it's like he's baiting them out. Because he loves them too. And he needs them to come over. He's drawing them unto him. It's all about his glory. So when they come over and they look and, you know, whatever, right? what happens is they wind up getting blessed by the message. They can't help but to look. Okay, listen, let me try to explain to you like this, right? When you're in your room, you sleep. I always give this one too, right? You're in your room, you're knocked out. You know, you beatbox it in your sleep. You tear that sleep up. You like, you know, you in there, you get that type of sleep on. You know that deep sleep, baby, right? And then somebody come in, right, disturb your peace, turn the light on. Bam, right? The light gets turned on. You are startled up. You like, what's going on? Why you in here turning the light on? Because the light disturbs the darkness. So they can't help but to come over. They can't help but to see what you got going on. This is just touch it, baby. I'm just trying to put this out there in pieces for you. So God baits them in with the light when they in the dark. They come over. They want to be nosy. They want to see what's going on. And what are you supposed to say to these haters and these people that come over? You're supposed to say, hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They need the work too. Okay, God loves them. He loves all of us, baby. And it's just such a day. I'm just trying to put that out there in pieces for you. And if you know you experience some real heavy hate, you know, you can go over to the Just a Touch of J app, my mobile app, yeah, or blackvibes.com. Or, you know, Make Love Beast Kitchen or whatever. Just Google it, baby. I made a drink. It's called the Haters Passion Drink because haters hate with a passion. You know, go ahead, fix it for you, fix it for them. If they in your circle or something like that, they close to you. All right. You know, some of y'all got too many squares in your circle. Make sure you check that podcast out. I just did that one the other day. But anyway, look, fix it for you. Okay. Fix it for them. It'll make you feel right. It's called the Haters Passion Drink because haters hate with a passion. All right. And this is Just a Touch of Jay, baby. I'm just trying to put out there pieces for you. Okay. Now, look. Have y'all been going over to My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Huh? Have y'all, oh my gosh, listen, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, mama been dropping a dime on you. Yes, I've been dropping a dime on y'all over there. Look, today, oh my gosh, I had to drop some scripture on y'all, okay? As you know, it is what it is. It's that Sunday, you know, when the Holy Spirit comes, you know, it does what it is that he do. So I had to drop a dime on y'all about that. Okay, but I've been putting my kids out there, my daughters, Rara and Iman. I've been sharing my testimony. Child, I put pictures out there of me out there with my little boss, my short, everything with my hair had fell out. You know, my healing process, just everything. My music. Okay, shout out to Jabberwocky. Yes, I've been showing up dancing and stuff to my songs. Just everything, baby. Just giving y'all just a touch of Jay. Okay, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. And that's all. My name is RONI76 on Instagram. The Just a Touch of Jay Facebook page, whatever. Just Google Just a Touch of Jay, baby. It's all in pieces. They out there. That's it. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. All right, now look. Skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shame Brandy Diamond. And I got to talk to y'all about Making Love Beast Kitchen. If I'm Making Love V's Kitchen, I just told y'all this a couple days ago. Y'all know I'm Making Love V's Kitchen. I'm doing what it is that I do, baby. Oh my gosh. Guess what I had today? Grapes. Oh my gosh, y'all. I'm just getting so excited. Like, some of y'all might be like, grapes, child. What? Listen, I ain't been able to eat. I wasn't able to eat for like 2 months. Y'all know I'm a chef and I love to cook. And I'm able to eat now zucchini and grapes and nectarines. I've been eating nectarines. Oh my gosh. I've just been making Love V's Kitchen. I've been coming up with all these ways to make these different recipes for myself. Because I still have like a diet that's kind of like I got to follow. I'm not dieting. It's just because I'm not able to sustain certain foods yet. Okay. So I just have like, you know, I think I'm up to, I think now, about 14, 15 vegetables, maybe about 4 or 5 fruits, which is good, you know, because all I was eating in January was like 8 tablespoons of rice, baby. This is Just a Touch of Jay. For 2 months, I didn't eat at all. So look, I'm hype about Making Love Beast Kitchen and doing what it is that I do. Okay. And I love it. Okay. So yes, I have been Making Love Beast Kitchen and I got some stuff for y'all coming real soon. Okay. Now look, let me tell you how much I've been Making Love Beast Kitchen. Did I tell y'all that I gained 20 pounds? Oh my gosh. Yes, baby. This is Just a Touch of Jay, y'all. I gained 20 pounds.
I'm so thick now and stuff. Like, I'm like, it's so crazy. How the heck was I 105 pounds? Really 100 pounds. And now I'm like 145, baby. Oh my God, this is just a touch of J. Working out and doing what it is that I do. And that's what I want to talk to y'all about. Just a touch of J's fitness. Yeah, I've been working out. I told you I've been working out. So look, this week is my third week, okay, of doing it 3 times a week. Oh my gosh, it seemed like I just started, y'all. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, it seemed like you just started working out, but you're really not. Like, you know, you've been doing it for a little bit. Child, I was doing 100 push-ups a day. Okay, but I remember when I could only do one push-up a day. And I will push myself. So I'm going to do one push-up a day, 7 days. And the next day, the next week, I'm going to do 2 push-ups, 7 days. And I just kept going. And I got up to 100, baby. This is just a touch of day. I had lost 75 pounds before all this crazy stuff had happened with me. So look, I just want to talk to y'all about that fitness thing. The 400 fitness program. Trust me, it's coming to you. I was telling y'all it was coming because it was supposed to come like the end of last year. That's when I was going to release it. But then, you know, boom, November. I got messed up. I got ill. I got sick. I couldn't eat. I lost weight. I couldn't see. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't walk, y'all. I couldn't wash myself. Everything. I was messed up. Any of y'all out there like going through that? Like you literally like, you know, was doing something that kind of messed you up a little bit? Well, look. All right, so now I'm back to doing what it is that I do, and I've created a reverse program. So now I got a program that helps you actually build the muscle back and gain weight. And then we also have the one that helps you lose weight, okay, and gain muscle. Oh my God, baby, this is just a touch of J. 400 fitness program coming to you. Thank you for everybody who loves all the Just a Touch of J clothes. J's Fit. We got Taylor's Fit coming too. I keep trying to tell y'all, baby, this is Just a Touch of J. I got to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay? And then we have like the waist shapers, the thigh shapers, the bands, all that stuff. Okay? And where you can find it at is this is justatouchofj.com. Or check all my link trees in my bio, baby, because it's Just a Touch of J. Okay, I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. So, Louis, skating on over to the left, to the left, to the left again. So I can shine bright like a diamond. Yes. And do what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. Because I got to drop a dime on y'all. Look, Just a Touch of J app. It's about to be popping, okay? I just been working on some things, you know, private and stuff like that, okay? And I'm gonna throw it out there for you, so just stay tuned, okay? If you see a little something going on, just look, be like, look, she said everything gonna be straight in a minute, all right? And it is, okay? Now look, y'all know what else y'all been doing, you know, and I've been working on too? Just a Touch of J podcast. Why y'all got my podcast popping like popcorn, baby? Oh my God. Pop, 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 pop. Like popcorn, pop, 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 popping like popcorn, baby. I should come up with a song. It's called Popping Like Popcorn, Baby. Cause this is just a touch of shit. Something like that, y'all. I don't know. But look, y'all got to pop it like popcorn, okay? And what you all have popping like popcorn with the podcast? Them daggone likes, them listens, them numbers keep going up. I said, what y'all out here doing? Look. God is putting it out there, peace for y'all, and y'all are loving it. Y'all love like this Sunday's word. Y'all like, I'm like, it be tripping me out because like now I'm actually starting to pay attention because God is like, pay attention. So I'm like really like, you know, getting back into my thinking and stuff because this whole thing had messed with my brain function. Like my brain was messed up, like how I was thinking, and I was all like all over the place for like a year and I never knew it. So now that, you know, I know all about it and I know what was going on, my adrenaline gland and, you know, all that other type of stuff and why I was just all jacked up, okay? Now I understand that it really messed with my thinking, so I'm getting my thinking and stuff back and I'm able to focus and things like that. I'm not emotional all the time. Just all type of stuff has settled. Okay, I told y'all God was going to heal me. I told y'all this. So now I'm actually paying attention. And I'm like, oh my gosh. God be like, look. And I be like, oh my God, God, you so thoroughly, so wise. Because I just keep seeing the numbers just keep going up and up and up and up and up. And this is just a touch of J, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there peace for y'all. And I'm glad that y'all like it. Okay, now look. We got scared on over to the left again, right? And I got to talk about Just a Touch of J cannabis line. You know that's popping. I got my papers out there. They call All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. Thank you. Y'all love them. Thank you for your support.
hit me up. They're on thisisjustatouchofj.com. You know, King Slim Magnetic Booklet. You know, Slow Burning Smoothness. Let It Take Control of You, baby, because this is just a touch of J. If that's what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. I'm just trying to tell you, all you need is just a touch of the J. You don't need nothing else. Just a touch, not too much. And shout out to Drake, the rapper Drake. Came out with this dope song that I did a little remake over and got mad radio play. Yes, like, y'all still like that. You know, and I'm like this. I was just on the thing, just playing around. Like, all you need is just a touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do it like that. But y'all can hear it on the podcast and everything if y'all want. All right, just check it out. It's called All You Need Is Just a Touch of the J. All right, now look, Beat Break Radio, make sure y'all checking that out. 411 Wire, Just a Touch of J Show. Stuff is coming to y'all. I just keep trying to tell you, just be patient. I got to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just moving on into this thing and getting myself back together. Now look, all that was just pieces for you. But I got a story to tell like Biggie. Oh my gosh, I gotta drop a dime on y'all. So it's called This Sunday's Word. Now look, okay, I'm getting better with how I'm delivering this to y'all, okay? And I know y'all like, oh my God, because y'all be like so hype about it and stuff. So look, This Sunday's Word is converted, right? So all week long, God gave me converted like last week. And I'm like this, I'm like, what I'm talking about converted? Like what, I gotta get them converted? I'm supposed to get converted? Like I was converted. I didn't know what was going on. So the day I'm sitting up there, I'm like, God, I know you're going to give it to me because you always give it to me. He be dropping a dime on me like, bam. And I be like, just, oh my gosh, why did you just put it out there in pieces for me like that, God? So, you know, I'm up here, you know, doing what it is that I do, right? And God was laying it on my heart. I was speaking in tongues today and everything. Any of y'all out there doing that? Was y'all filled with the tongues today? The Holy Spirit was taking over, child. Yes. Okay. So I'm watching the messages. Okay. And God had did, oh, y'all, he had did a miracle today. He did a miracle today, but I can't tell y'all about it because it ain't about this. That's another podcast. I can't tell y'all their testimony, but I promise you, I will tell you how God had hooked me up today, man. He just be blessing me every single day. I'm talking about like crazy. But any of y'all out there going through that? Like how God just keep on blessing you? Well, look, let me talk about the blessing that he did with Joseph. Joseph is a story in the Bible, right? I'm going to run through it real quick, tell you about it, all right? Kind of starts Genesis, right? 37 chapter, okay? Read it all the way to like 50. Dope story, okay? Basically, I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of it all. All right. Joseph, he had brothers. Joseph was the thorough one. Okay. The dad saw that Joseph was thorough. He was like, look, you know, I know you real thorough. You know, God gave him to him in his old age. So he knew he was thorough. He said, you know, you look, you done came up out of me when I was old. So I know you got to be something thorough and wise. Right. So anyway, the guy, you know, he was dope. He was thorough and wise. And the dad, you know, he kind of like favored them a little bit. So the dad gives him this coat, many colors, you know, this cloak, you know, because he was dope and he was thorough and wise. So the brothers, right, they was hating on him. You know, any of y'all out there going through that? Like people see how thorough and wise you are, but they want to hate on you because of it? Shall I experience that? Hell yes. Anyway, I'm going to tell you about those pieces in a minute. Okay, so they was hating on him, right? So basically, they was hating on him. They plotted him. They hated him so much, they plotted to kill him. Yeah, so they throw him like in this pit. Well, whatever you want to call it. Throw him down up in there. Boom, boom, boom. He winds kind of getting up out of there. And, you know, he gets away. And they basically take, like, part of his coat and, you know, make it seem like he died, you know. And they sell him and all this other type of stuff. Like, just crazy stuff. Like, his own kinfolk, his own brothers betrayed him. Sold him for, like, 20 little pieces of, like, you know, silver type, like, stuff. Whatever the money was back then. Like, just, you know, it was just crazy story. Like, he got away and they got him. And you know, it was just craziness. But they sold him. Okay, so anyway, they lie and they basically tell the dad that, they take the coat and they dip it in like blood. Like they straight was off the hook, okay? Dipped it in blood and told the dad, like, oh yeah, he's dead, you know, what do you make of this? And the dad's like, oh my God, you know, so everybody just basically make it seem like he's gone, but they knew the secret about him. Okay, sometimes, right, when you real thorough and wise and people see it, you know, you know, they got issues with you. Now, let me tell you why they did all this to him, right? Why they did this to him was because they was hating because, you know, the dad favored him. But also, see, Joseph had this dream about himself. God gave him this dream. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, God gave you this dream of people hating you? Oh my gosh, God had gave me some dreams and they came true and people was hating. And now I know they like, dang on. She said it was going to happen and it happened, baby. This is just such a day. I'm out here putting it out there in pieces for you. Look, it happens. When God gives you these dreams, they become a true. So anyway, he's telling him about this dream. He's like, you know, I had a dream that y'all was going to bow down to me. You know, he wasn't really trying to be cocky, but he was just excited. Like, you know, I had this dream. And he was just like, you know, and even like mom and dad, everybody was bowing down. And they like, what? We going to bow to you? So first of all, they couldn't stand him because the dad favored them. Then they couldn't stand him because now you're talking about we're going to bow down to you. And even the parents, he even told the father. And the father was like, I'm going to bow down to you. You know, he like, I'm just trying to tell you, it's this dream that God gave me. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you really trying to tell somebody, like, look, this is what God told me, but they don't want to believe you? Well, look, you got to understand, it wasn't for them. It was for you. Sometimes you can't be running around telling everybody everything, all right? But anyway, let me get back to Joseph, right? So anyway, right? So they do all this stuff to him, right? Joseph get thrown in the pit and all this other type of crap happens to him, right? He gets away, they sell him and all this other type of stuff. Anyway, fast forward. He winds up getting put in a prison. And when he's in prison, right, he's interpreting these dreams and all this type of stuff, right? And we're going to fast forward a little bit more. He gets out, you know, Potiphar helps him. And then Potiphar's wife wants to sleep with him. Then she tells a lie on him because when the hate don't work, they start telling lies because he was like, no, he couldn't sleep with her. He was like, you know, she was like, come on up here and lay in these sheets with me. You know what I'm saying? She was trying to put that thing on him. And he was like, no, I can't do that. You know? So she, you know, he left his little coat thing there. And she was like, yeah, you know, she lied on him and stuff. I told y'all when the hate don't work, they start telling lies. Shout out to you, Fabulous the Rapper. You know, that's his thing, right? So look, that happened to him too. Okay, then he had to interpret these dreams, but he was in jail and stuff. So he interpreted these dreams, and you know, he wound up getting up out of there. And Pharaoh, he interpreted Pharaoh's dream, right? And Pharaoh, okay, basically was so hype about him interpreting this dream that what he did was he put him over the head of Egypt. Like, you know what? You're so thorough and so wise, I'm gonna put you over the head of Egypt, right? So he goes through life, right? And basically what happens is that after all these years and all this other stuff happens, right? The brothers come up and the brothers are bowing down to him. And he kind of notices that it's the brothers. And he's like, oh my gosh, you know, he tells them who he is. And the brother's like, oh my gosh, it's you, Joseph. Because his dream came true. Y'all, this is just such a, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? So now he's like, oh my gosh, this is the dream that I had. Y'all was bowing down to me. Y'all are really bowing down to me now. Okay. So what he had to do was, you know, they was like, you know, forgive me, you know, forgive me, oh my gosh, you know, and he did. He had no problem with him. Actually, let me read it to you so I can put this out there in pieces for you. Let me just make sure I tell you the right way, right? He wept, right? His brothers, basically, they were like slaves, okay? And, but he refused to judge him, right? He forgave them and he offered them kindness, right? Told them, don't be afraid, right? No matter what, it doesn't matter. Like, don't be afraid. I still love you. I'm near for you, right? So I'm saying all that to say, I told you this whole story and everything because I need to talk to y'all about being converted, right? Converted, right? Now you might be thinking, oh, what? The brothers got converted now? No. Okay, listen, get this, right? Sometimes God gives us dreams. When we thorough and wise, the Bible tells us many are called, few are chosen, right? So you one of the chosen ones like me, okay? Years ago, I had went through something, right? And it took me out, man. I was in the bed crying for like 6 months. Don't ask me how, I don't know. You know, just touch it, baby. That's just pieces for you, okay? But I was messed up, okay? Just messed up, couldn't get it together. And God just started giving me all these visions. And the Bible tells you to write the visions down and make it plain. And I remember my nanny, she used to tell me, you know, whatever God tells you something, give you something, write it down. And I hadn't believed it. This was 2017. I'm like, you know what? All right, you know, I'm going through it, right? This is when I started making Love in Beast Kitchen. All I could do, y'all, I was so depressed and so messed up. And I don't like using that word and putting it on my life, okay? But, you know, that's what it was. I was messed up. All I could do was go downstairs and cook and come back upstairs. I posted online and making Love in Beast Kitchen was birthed through that.
But God was telling me, it's not just Making Love in These Kitchen. It's going to be Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, the Cookbook of Love. You're going to do a cookbook. It's going to be dedicated to your grandma. I'm like, man, what? I don't even know how to write no book. Kind of like how Joseph was. He's like, look, you know, this was the dream that God gave me. Right? So I'm telling the guy that I'm with, he's laughing at me and stuff. Like the brothers laughed at him, like, what? I'm telling certain people, like, God told me I'm gonna have a mobile app, you know, because I can't believe it. Like Joseph couldn't believe it. And then, you know, I'm like, and the mobile app gonna read Jay. This is just a touch of Jay, Making Love in V's Kitchen, tap for more and all this. And God was giving me these visions. I went and got a whole bunch of poster boards, y'all, and I put them all in my room around my house. And I would just write whatever God was giving me. So think about this, right? I thought I was tripping. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like God literally told you something about your life and you sharing it with people and they like, you know, laughing at you and they playing you and you like, this can't be true. Cause right now the situation that you're in, it just doesn't seem like it's going to yield those tangible dividends. It's not going to happen. You don't really, you know, see it. Shout out to Taraji P. Henson for that. You know, that was her little line. But anyway, look, you don't see it. You know, you're like, no. So I'm writing all this stuff down, you know, so I'm like, okay, Making Love in V's Kitchen. Okay, that started popping. Food Network was liking that. Then Veronica's Guide to Making Love in the Kitchen, you know, and that started popping. And then guys like, you know, you're going to have a podcast, you're going to have a mobile app, you're going to lose like 70-something pounds. I'm like, how am I lose 70-something pounds? And I'm like, okay, he like fitness company. I'm writing all this stuff down. Everything's going to be green and black. You know, it just didn't make no sense to me. You're going to have your own marijuana company. This was in 2017. God gave me this dream, these visions. Any of y'all, I'm really asking you, any of y'all out there going through that? Like, that's what he did with Joseph, right? And when I started telling people, they started hating, right? He might be hating on you too. And then, you know, when the hate don't work, they start telling lies, right? Well, anyway, look, let me fast forward. All of it wound up happening. The app is black and green. It reads, just to touch J, make your love in V's Kitchen. I lost 75 pounds, okay? Doing a fitness thing. I created my own fitness company, but really it was already done because God told me it was going to be done in 17. Okay, this is just a touch of Jay. Okay, he just put it out there pieces for me and for y'all. You understand what I'm saying? But he gave us this dream. He gave me this dream. You know, you're going to do the marijuana company. I had no idea it was called Just a Touch of the J or what Just a Touch of J was. Just a Touch of J is birthed from a hashtag that I prayed about in 2017 with my daughters. God gave me this dream, right? So, okay, all of that happens, right? It comes to pass, okay? Just like Joseph, they wind up bowing to him. And just like you, some of your dreams are going to come to pass, especially the dreams that God gave you. You know, because there's dreams out there that we have for ourselves. You know, like, look, I'm going to marry such and such. God, like, I didn't even say that. But you know, you're thinking that's what it's going to be. Or, you know, I'm going to start this Fortune 500 company. But God didn't tell you that. You know, because sometimes, you know, you can follow those dreams and I follow God's dream for you. Just touch them. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, right? So, God gives us these dreams. He gave Joseph these dreams. Some of y'all are having these dreams out here, right? And today I'm sitting back and I'm thinking about it, you know, watching TD Jakes talking about these dreams and what these dreams do for us and, you know, things like that. And he starts talking about Joseph. And I'm like, get out of here, right? He talking about Joseph with the dream. I'm like, oh, so this must be the podcast. Oh my God, I think I got it. Oh my gosh, right? I'm like, wow, yo. I'm like, God, you so thorough, you so wise. I'm like, I knew he was going to bring it to me, right? So he starts talking about the dream and how Joseph had to go through all this stuff and the dream wind up happening, just like it happened with me, just like it happened with a lot of y'all out here, you know. Whatever it is that you felt like God put on your heart and it came to pass and it's happening and people getting to see it and they coming around and they watching it and it's manifesting and everything is happening, right? The end result of Joseph's dream was that he had to still love him, the people who did him dirty through the process. So, y'all know I'm starting to get choked up. So you know this must be good, okay? This is just touch your bit, mama. I'm trying to put this out there in peace for you. So as I'm sitting up there watching it, God tells me to call my friend up and just leave her like a voice message. So I left her a voice message. I said, because God started letting me think he was giving me information, a download about her and her current situation. She's going through this situation. And I told y'all a little something about her before where she was talking about how she had a little hate in her heart towards somebody that had did her wrong. right? And she was talking about how she wanted to clear her name and she was just tired of it. She's tired of this person doing her wrong and all of this. And she said, you know, she did a podcast. She was talking about how her father was crying and her father was like, it's okay. You don't got to worry about it. You know, just because they're hating on you, you know, you're great. You're great. And God is going to use you. And then God laid it on my heart. That's the issue. The issue is that people are going to be converted through your dream. Oh my gosh, this is just a touch of Jay, right? So this is about being converted, right? So remember Joseph's, I feel the spirit all over me. His brothers, right? They hated him just because he was different. He was special. God gave him a dream. Like me, a lot of people hated on me. A lot of people saw that I was special because they see when you thorough and you wise. They just don't want you to know it. Okay? And like with her. Okay? And I'm like, you know, I'm telling her, I'm like, see, she was like, she had this hate up in her about how they did her. Right? Like Joseph, but Joseph, he didn't hate. And God kept promoting him and elevating him. And he wound up ruling over Egypt. And then he wound up forgiving his brothers because of the love that he had. So I had to tell, I said, no. I said, oh my gosh, God told me to drop a dime on you today and tell you this word. This is a prophetic word. I need you to get this. So I'm leaving it as a message. And I'm like, listen, you have to get this. What's happening is that the enemy comes in and he wants you to have hate in your heart because other people are going to be converted through the love that you have from the dream that he gave you. This is just a touch of Jay. Just like Joseph, y'all. Just like me. Oh, man, when I tell you, I done had some people do me dirty, right? I told y'all about it, you know? Especially now that, you know, I had the whole health thing. I'm coming out of the whole health thing, man. Okay? And God just keeps telling me, you know, they just can't go with you, but don't hate them. Because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. That's Romans 12. What the Bible says is that you're supposed to love them even when they do you wrong. Okay, because what you're going to do is you're going to put coals of fire upon their head. You're going to kill them with kindness, like with Joseph. And what happens is they're converted through that love. Okay, so if you're out there and you're going through something and everybody's attacking you and you got stuff going on because of the dream, because you're special, because you have a call and anointing on your life. People don't like it. They don't like that you're succeeding. Like, they don't like that I got a mobile app. They don't like that I got a fitness program. They don't like that I got, that I'm still going even after I had all this stuff happen with me with sickness. They don't like none of that. You understand what I'm saying? There are some people out there, they just don't know. No, they don't like that. Mm-mm. Just like Joseph, you know, his own brothers wanted to kill him. And just like with you. They up against you because you got greatness on you, right? What you're supposed to do is don't hate on them, okay? You're supposed to say, hi, haters, because y'all need this work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. They are supposed to be converted through the love. The world needs love. I tell y'all that all the time. So love them. Love them. That's a commandment in the Bible that you have to love. It's all about being converted. I said, oh God, that's what it is. That's what you was trying to say. That's what you was trying to tell me. Joseph, they were converted through his love. The dream. See, God is slick. He give you a dream, right? Won't tell you how it go. Right? You on your path, you walk, you think it's going to go this way, you think it's going to go to the left. You know, he said, no, I'm going to shine bright like a diamond. I'm going to turn around to the right for you. Everything's going to be different than what you think it's going to be, but the end result is what it's going to be that I said it's going to be, right? And the test might be that you really just have to give the love because they're going to be converted through that. They have to see the change in you. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to tell her, I said, look, telling my sis, I'm like, you got to love the person. You got to forgive. You have to, because in that, they're going to see that and they're going to change. They're going to change maybe the way that they deal with their family. They might change the way that they deal with people at work. They might just change. They're going to change through your conversion, through your dream. Okay? This is just a touch of Jay. So keep on dreaming. Dream big. Okay? Don't be alarmed when people don't like you and they out here trying to kill your name and kill you or mess up all your pieces. No, just keep going. Love them anyway, from afar, you know. Love them from afar. okay? But don't hate on them. You got to say hi, haters. They need this work too. Somewhere, you're a part of their destiny, just like they're a part of yours, just like with Joseph. He had to love his brothers. They tried to kill him, man. Look, they tried to kill him. They threw him in the pit, then sold him. Then lied and said he was dead. Then Potiphar's wife tried to lie. Then he was thrown in prison, innocent man. And all he did was just do what God told him to do. And what happened is that he wound up being able to interpret these dreams. And he did these dreams that God gave him, right? And then he became ruler over Egypt. And then what happened is that the brothers were really bowing down to him. He got to see the dream manifest. And this is just a touch of J, baby. He was so thorough and so wise that the love shined through. And sometimes, like I told you in the beginning, many are called and few are chosen. God has to choose people like you and like me because he knows, like, I can give this dream to you. He couldn't get that dream to none of his brothers. He couldn't get that dream. They couldn't get that dream. Reuben, none of them. Read the story. They were so foul and so dirty and just so in darkness. Their hearts were so hardened that they hated him. God can't give them that dream. God has to give the dream to people who are big enough to handle it. Okay? To whom much is given, much is required. So God gives you a much. He's going to give you everything that you need. This is just a touch, dear baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. He knows that you're the one that regardless of what happens, if you were raped, that you still will love your husband. He knows that you're the one, if a whole bunch of women did you wrong and your wife cheated on you, that you will still treat another woman like she needs to be treated and not cheating on her. Okay? He's the one, like you might be the one that oh my gosh, that didn't have your mother and your father. Right? But you're the perfect parent. You understand what I'm saying? Because of the love that you have. God gives you this love. You are the one that was chosen. And people don't like different. Jesus was different. They didn't like him. What did he do? He showed love. What happened? They were converted through his love. It wasn't about these miracle signs and wonders that he was doing out there. He was doing that because he had to just show them. But it was all about the love. God, oh my gosh. Listen. Okay, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is just a touch of it, baby. And what happened? We were converted through that. That love, like, oh my gosh, God, you love me so much. Like me, I'm converted. I'm definitely changed. Y'all know this. Y'all know, look, this is just a touch of it, baby. I tell y'all all the time, I had a girlfriend and a boyfriend, and we all lived together, was doing that little 1-2, that trickery and everything. Yeah. He used to watch me do sexual acts on her, and, you know, she watch us. Look, baby, I got to keep it 100 with you, baby, because this is just a touch of J. Okay? I know what I used to do. I know who I used to be. Ronnie is what they used to call me. Some of them still do call me Ronnie. Okay? A lot of little lesbian girls I used to mess with, they call me Jay. You know, look, man, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. But what I'm saying is that God, he loves all of us, right? And he has changed my life because of the love that he gave. In spite of what I've done. So if you got some stuff going on, you know, when people coming at you a little foul because you different. Remember, Jesus was different. Okay, Martin Luther King was different. He had a dream. Oh my gosh. He had a dream. They killed him because his dream. Come on now. They did the same thing to Joseph. They tried to kill him because his dream. So if somebody out there trying to kill you in your dreams, please don't make yourself feel like you ain't throwing the wise because of it. And don't let them make you feel that way neither. Just keep going and understand. Many are called, few are chosen. You're big enough to handle the love. Still love. Regardless, because God is going to bless you and your dream is going to come to pass. I keep trying to tell you, 2017, God told me I was going to have all this stuff that I have. And I do. And watch what's coming up out of this next. My elevation, because God now, he had to show me who these people were. Like he had showed Joseph. Sometimes people are just going to hate on you when you're different. And just like he's trying to show y'all out here too. Y'all got some calls on y'all life, man. Okay, this is a prophetic word for you. I'm trying to tell you, you got a call on your life. when the hate don't work, they're going to always tell lies. It's going to be some stuff up against you. You're going to get some attacks. But you are so thorough and so wise. God chose you, okay, for a reason. Thieves do not break in homes that have nothing in them. They don't rob houses that don't got nothing in them. You got something on the inside of you, something great that's going to manifest. And all you got to do is just love at the end of it. That's it. Just give them love. So what? They did this to you. So what? They slandered your name. So what? They tried to do all this. That's what I had to tell my girlfriend today. Look, don't worry about it. You got to keep going because the enemy wants you to hate them, because when you get hate in your heart, then you can't go ahead and get a love. And God said, no, you're bigger than that. I need you to love them regardless of what they did to you. He cheated. So what? You still show love. That's on them. That's not on you. God called you to be the bigger person. You're the one that has the dream. He trusted you with that. People are going to get converted and be and know what love is because of you. All right. So the word is converted. Got a homework assignment, right? Who's in your life causing you havoc? Who? Who is causing you havoc in your life? Love them, right? Because through that love, they're going to turn. Okay? If you hate them, then that means God can't use you because you ain't big enough. And this is just a touch of J. We don't got time for them pieces. All right? So look, I'm up out of here. That's all I had to do. I just wanted to tell you, Joseph went through it in the Bible. One of my girlfriends going through it. Y'all out there going through it. I went through it too. Martin Luther King, they killed him because his dream. We got dreams. Yeah, God gives them to the best of us. Yeah, man. The best. Right? Okay, keep it moving. All right. Now, how y'all want me to end this? You want me to end this? Y'all like it when I do it like that? Y'all want me to give you my Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Okay, you ready? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J, right? Y'all know I put it all out there in pieces for you, baby, without no shame in my game. No, 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 none. I put it all out there in pieces for you, right? Because this is just a touch of J. Everything else is God, baby. I'm just doing what it is that he told me to do. That's it. All right, so look, what's the first thing that I tell y'all? When I'm skating on over to the left, and I'm about to leave y'all up out of this thing, right? I just told you. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. Don't do it. No. And don't make yourself feel like that. Because sometimes, like, when we're good to people and God is telling us to love, and even though they're throwing a hate, okay, we like, you know, like, dang, I'm tired of being nice. But look, just remember, right? Later on, you're going to win. So do what God tell you to do. Vengeance is his, saith the Lord. Love them. They'll see the love through it. That's your assignment. That's a commandment. It's to love your neighbor like you love yourself. Love God first. It's a commandment because he wants you to do it for a reason. And if you're out here and you got attacks and things like that going on, and you got these visions and these dreams and people hating on you, just understand, like, God gives the best stuff to the biggest people who can handle it. He ain't giving it to nobody who can't handle it. Like, come on, you look at this situation with the people who can't handle things and how foul they are. So a lot of people out here that's real foul in life, and they'll do you messed up, and they won't even care. They won't apologize, no nothing. They'll do you foul because they can't handle doing right. Come on, man, but you can. Many are called, few are chosen. You're going to be the one that's going to prosper. You're going to get the dreams. You're going to get everything that you're supposed to get, the manifestation. They're going to hate on you, right? But what are you supposed to do? Don't let them make you feel like you're thorough and wise, right? Don't make yourself feel like that. And you want to know why? Because you got to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. Yes. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. That's what you gotta do. You gotta let that little light on the inside of you shine bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. It shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl. You listening, Rihanna. Shine bright like a diamond. Shout out there shining bright. dropping bombs on them. Bow, 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 everywhere. Letting the light shine. Right? God's using it to lure in whoever he wants to get whatever type of blessing he has on her life for it to shine. Right? But if she's in the hate, how he gonna be able to use her? You know, you got to be able to be great to be used. All right? And you got to do that through what's the last thing that I tell y'all? Love. Spread love like Joseph, man. Joseph, he had to love him at the end. And this was his brothers, man. Whole brothers straight tried to kill him. He still had the love, and you do too. Alright? And this is just such a baby. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. The world need love. It's reciprocity. You give love, that's what God gonna give to you. Alright? Easy. He gonna give it to you. You gonna get all the love, everything you need. Okay, baby? Just touch it. Alright, so I know y'all got those pieces. So quick recap. Recap. I don't even know how to just recap all of that. But just understand, right? Many are called and few are chosen. Right? God gives us these dreams. The great ones. Like Martin Luther King, I had a dream. He had a dream. You know what the dream was. Come on, man. They killed him for his dream. Okay. But he was great. God gave it to him. He went out there and he was manifesting it. And they hated him because of it. Like me. I had a dream. A lot of dreams. A lot of people be hating on me too. Like you. You had dreams. Still got some dreams going on. A lot of people hating on you. Right? But what we all have is love and greatness. And God chooses us because he knows at the end of this dream, when he gives us everything, we still going to give back love. We still going to love those who wrongfully did us foul and accused us of all type of slander. Like I was telling my girlfriend, like, no, you can't hate. You got to get a love, because when you hate, you just like them. And we don't got no time for that, baby. Just a touch of that. We win in the end. All you got to do is give love, right? Because it's going to convert and change them. Because they're going to see your change. And they're going to be like, wow, that's God's love on that person. Yo, it must be real. Okay? And God chose you. So you got to do it like that. All right? Now, look, this is just a touch of that, okay, baby? I just had to put that out there. Peace for you. So that's the Sunday's Words Converted. Check it out. Figure out the people that are in your life that are causing you havoc, because they the ones that probably need the conversion. You got to get them one's love. And that's it. So look, I'm up out of here. I love my babies. Okay, and I'll be back. What I tell y'all? When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, yes. When I got something else to say, I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say, okay. Make sure y'all check out the songs. They are next. I told you, our mixtape coming out. And I love y'all. Really think about this message, right? Really think about it. Like, you are so thorough and wise that God's literally prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. He has anointed your head with oil, your cuffs running over. He gave you this assignment. You got this dream he didn't give you. You living your life. People are going to come up. They're going to hate. Okay? But at the end, all you got to do is just still, you know, show the love. Even if it's from a distance, just show the love. Never hate on them, because I already did you, yo. And you're going to win. Just like Joseph. Even Martin Luther King, he still won. He still got the dream. You gonna get your dream too. Right? I got mine. Oh man, there's so much more is coming. All right? So look, I love my babies! And again, this is just such a J. I'll be back, right? When I got something else to say.
What's up, y'all? This is just such a J.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all hear that?
Come on now.
J. _J.
Letter J.
Hey, y'all. Did y'all think I forgot to pray for y'all? No. I can never do that. This is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, right? So listen, bow y'all head, close y'all eyes. Let me go ahead and drop a dime on you, okay? Look, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, and I ask for you to please allow your word that I just put out there in pieces for him to be able to resonate inside each and every one of the individuals that heard it. Restore their soul, Lord God. Allow them to see what it is that you're trying to show them through this message. Allow them to see that they have everything that they need on the inside of them and that you'll be there for them, okay? Yo, God's going to be there for you. He loves you, all right? He's going to restore you. He's going to help you, all right? In Jesus' name, I pray. Just don't be afraid, all right? We love you, God. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for just allowing me to go ahead and put your word out there in pieces for them. Just thank you. Restore them. Give them peace and everything that it is that they need, that comfort, as they're walking through life. In Jesus' name I pray. I love you guys. Amen. Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of your baby coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on my life flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby.
And baby,
you know you're fine, right?
Fine.
Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, 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 J. J, J. Hey, y'all, what's up? How y'all out there doing? Oh, my gosh, I know y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life, just doing what it is that you do. Being so sexy, so thrilling, so wise. Well, listen, look, right? I'm coming back to y'all with the song of the week, all right? And this one right here, this whole remix goes out to my man's Biggie Smalls. Yeah, the Notorious B.I.G. And make sure y'all listening to the 411 Wire this week, right? The hottest entertainment segment in the A. Because I got some pieces for you. I told y'all, man. I got a story to tell like Biggie. Make sure you listen to the song, man. I love y'all. Love my babies, all right? It's something next. Hey y'all, yeah. This is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you getting ready to put it all out there in pieces.
That told me I never amount to nothing.
Y'all hear that?
All the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw D, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Wait a minute, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Y'all like that? Now look, man. Y'all know what I'm doing again? The song of the week. And I gotta give it to my man's Biggie Smalls. Check out Machine Gun Funk. Oh my God. I live by the funk. Yeah, I die by the funk. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, baby.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back. Talking about the gaps in your raps. But I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This is
I just had to drop a bomb on him like, Flex, is there work, baby?
Is there work,
you know you're fine, right? This is just a touch of you, baby. You know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you.
You like that?
Here's another one.
O-U-C-H. Underscore letter J. Yes, this shit comes when it comes.
And another one.
Wait a minute, y'all. I got another one. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Make sure y'all go over to my name is O-N-I-76 on Instagram, baby. And definitely make sure you download the Just a Touch of J app. Oh my gosh, y'all gotta make sure y'all follow me at Making Love with Me's Kitchen, baby. On Instagram, that's where I do my food thing. This is just a touch of it, baby. Y'all know I gotta put that out there in pieces for you, right? Don't forget to check out the Just a Touch of J cannabis line, right? The Just a Touch of J podcast, Just a Touch of J's fitness, and make sure you Google Just a Touch of J, man. Check out the online store called thisisjustatouchofj.com, because this is just a touch of J, baby. I love my babies, right? I gotta put this out there in pieces for you. Jay. T-O-U-C-H. Yeah. Underscore letter J. That's what they call me. And I can't forget, man. Make sure y'all check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. All right? Atlanta's hottest entertainment segment called the 411 Wire and the Just a Touch of J radio show. And for the last time, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, right? I love y'all.
You like it when I do it like that.
And y'all know I'm just trying to put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on one second. This is just a touch of J. Y'all remember them songs? Listen, I got another one for you, so stay tuned, right? Because all he needs is just a touch of J. That's what's up next, all right? I love my babies. Check it out. My baby like it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of J.
Pieces for you. Pieces for you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right?
All he needs is just a touch of J.
Just a touch of J. Y'all hear that? I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
All you need is just a touch of J.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Come
on. All you need is just a touch of J. Baby, like it when I do it like that. Baby, like it when I do it. Y'all know I'm feeling wise, right? My baby, like it when I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
When I do it like that.
Pieces for you.
Did I do my feet thing?
Just a touch of J. he likes making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
It's making love in V's kitchen.
Peace is for you. All he needs is just a touch of chin. All he needs is just a touch of chin. Peace is for you.
I love you, baby.
Zucchini, zucchini.
Just a touch of chin, baby.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Y'all better make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen.
It's a true thing.
Oh my gosh. Y'all like it when I do it like that, baby.
It's just a touch of chin.
And my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Lady.
All he needs is just a touch of chin.
Y'all hear that?
It's telling fit, baby.
Ladies. All he needs is just a touch of chin.
This is just a touch of J, baby.
Y'all hear that?
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J.
All he needs is just a touch of J. All he needs is just a touch of J. All you need is just a touch of the J.
And make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J app too. The links are in all the bios.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen, mama got to drop a dime on y'all, but I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake, you know, with Just a Touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in, all right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right? Listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
man. Mm-hmm.
This is just a touch of
Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Going over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies. She's
gonna get brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of shit. I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for you. What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all know this is just such a J, baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this.
Y'all know I put this out there in
pieces for you.
Significant others.
Yeah,
y'all can just take a chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby. Y'all hear that?
It's called the box.
Y'all know about the box?
Yeah. y'all go to make a love in this kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste.
Yeah.